white with that gold lettering and the gold numbers on the uniform for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Easton Pitts getting the start tonight. The senior going to give it a go. And again, he's still dealing with that avulsion and hope that goes okay. Of course, Bobcats getting ready for a huge game coming up on Saturday down in Albany, Mississippi. We'll talk about that more later. Also, number three, the big senior, Devin Harrington. Senior, Brandon Prince, who's been playing outstanding basketball the last month or so. Cooper Clark, the big man in the middle, wearing number 50. And Hollis Deckard, who will share guard duties with Easton Pitts. And again, for Christian Robbins and the Alton Comets, Caden Willard, Cade Clary, Jaden Sisco, Corbin Tharp, and Jacob Reddy. Our officials, the three-man crew is on the scene. They are ready to go. And again, if you weren't with us earlier, the JV game went to the Thayer Bobcats 63-54, I believe, was the final. Alton Comets have taken the floor. Bobcats getting the last word of instruction from Coach Matt Pitts and Assistant Coach Zach Steed. We're about ready for the battle for bragging rights. Thayer Bobcats, Alton Comets going at it here this evening at the Thayer High School Gym before pretty much a packed house. Good to see both student sections well represented here tonight. And the tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. They push it up to Easton Pitts, goes down to the baseline, pulls out to Devin Harrington, top of the key for three. That one short off the front of the rim, rebound by Tharp for Alton. And here come the Comets. Willard brings the ball into the front court. Looks like Thayer wanting to play a little man-to-man defense here. We've been seeing more of that from Coach Matt Pitts over the last month or so as these Bobcats have gotten healthy and have got a pretty deep bench, actually, for the first time in a long time for Thayer. Alton continuing to work around the perimeter. He gets the ball to Willard. He fires a three, and it's good. Caden Willard with a three for the Alton Comets, and the Comets break out on top 3-0. Hollis Deckard for three on the other end for Thayer. That one's high off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed around, taken by Prince. He tries to kick it out to Pitts, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. Well, Bobcats turn it over after a nice offensive rebound by Brandon Prince. It'll be Comet ball with a chance to go up two scores here. Willard into the front court, right through the big T in the middle of the floor here at Thayer High School. Willard working against Pitts, still on the dribble, way out near midcourt. Swings it on the right side now for Clary. Clary on the right side wing. Hollis Deckard manning up on him. They'll give it to Sisco. Sisco down the right side lane. Shot is blocked by Devin Harrington. Bobcats on the run. Harrington in the lane, leaves it for Pitts. Step back for a three, no. Puts it on the floor, moves down to the baseline. Jumper is up, no good. Harrington skies over everybody for the tip in. Bobcats on the board. It's 3-2 Alton with the basketball. Just underway here at Thayer High School. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Willard again brings the ball into the front court for the Comets. Works it way out between the circles. Swings it left side to Cade Clary. Comets give it off to Sisco for three. It's good! Jaden Sisco hits the three. So the Comets, 2-for-2 from the three-point line, have an early 6-2 lead. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. On the left side, they get it out top of the key now for Pitts. Pitts going in the lane, hangs in the air, shoots. The shot is blocked by Tharp and goes out of bounds. The big sophomore can be a handful in the middle for the Alton Comets. Tharp, a big kid, about 6'5". Bobcats inbound the ball. Get it in the corner to Hollis Deckard. A quick trigger on a three. That one rattles off the rim. No. Rebound Cooper Clark. Tries to put it on the floor. Ball stolen by Willard. Comets off on the run. Willard all the way up into the lane. Pulls up a little dipsy-doo. No good. And the rebound taken by Easton Pitts for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Pitts all the way down the lane. Dumps it off to Harrington for the dunk. Dr. Duncanstein in the house, serving up a jam sandwich for the big crowd here at Thayer High School. And the Alton Comets come the other way with a two-point lead, 6-4. Each team has scored two field goals. Alton, both of them have been behind the arch. Clary with the ball now working against Deckard, takes him down the right side of the lane. A little turnaround jumper is in and out, no good. Thayer Bobcats down with the rebound. They push it out to Brandon Prince. Prince going to the bucket, lays it up, no. Rebound taken by Clary. Clary out to Willard. Comets on the run. Willard all the way into the lane. Shot is up. Blocked. Tharp gets the rebound. He goes back up and scores. Corbin Tharp with his first bucket of the night. And Alton leads it now 8-4. Good offensive rebound there by Corbin Tharp trailing the play. Bobcats with the ball. Out top. They'll swing around the left corner to Harrington. Now to a high post to Clark. Coop puts it on the floor one time, gets it back out to Pitt. Step back three. That one's long, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds on the far side. Off the hands of Cade Clary, who was trying to catch up to it in the corner. So the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. And substitution first of the night. It'll be Washington checking into the ballgame for Thayer. Cordell Washington, who just became eligible about 2 weeks ago. And is working his way into the lineup for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats inbound to Harrington. Now to Washington on the right side. He slides toward the lane. Kicks it back out to Deckard for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tharp for Alton. And here come the Comets. Up the right side is Clary. Takes it all the way down to the baseline. Trying to drive inside. Turnaround jumper is good. Clary with his first bucket of the night. And Alton up by six. There Bobcats with the ball out top. Hollis leans it over to Harrington. Harrington in the middle for Prince. Prince goes to the hole, lays it up too hard, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Brandon Prince, good aggressive move to the bucket for the Thayer Bobcats. He challenges the Comet defense, and a foul's going to be on Jaden Sisko. Down to 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Alton with a 10-4 lead, and Prince hits the first free throw. First point of the night for Brandon Prince. He's been scoring about double figures every night, at least over the last month or so. Second free throw is up for the big football player. It's good. Brandon Prince, 2 points on the night. Thayer back to within four. Alton Comets with the ball. Willard brings it in the front court. Moves off a screen at the top of the key. Now splitting down the middle of the lane. Dribbled it off his foot. Saved from out of bounds and picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard pushes it up the left side. Leaves it for Easton Pitts. Easton has a double team come to him. Gets rid of it to Prince in the corner. Prince, one dribble back to Pitts. Brings it down top of the key. Trying to go baseline for Washington and throws it out of bounds. Washington cutting down the baseline. Easton threw it a little bit behind him. It'll take Easton a little bit. He's missed a couple of weeks now with that injury. Just getting back in the lineup for the Thayer Bobcats. 3:18 to go in the quarter. Alton with the ball and the lead. Willard fakes the drive into the lane, takes it to the top of the key. Still on the dribble, down the right side. Pulls up with a shot. It's good. Caden Willard with his second bucket of the night. He's got five. Thayer races up the floor. Got the ball out to Washington for a three. That's off the rim. No good. And the rebound control by the Alton Comets. Thayer had nobody under the bucket to rebound at that time. And here comes Clary for Alton. Kicks it out to Willard. Long three is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Harrington. Harrington up to Cordell Washington, who scores the layup. First two of the night for Cordell. Thayer Bobcats back to within four with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Willard brings it up for Alton. Brings it across the timeline. Stops there. Holds up one finger. Goes to the high post for Tharp. He turns. Looks at the cutter in the lane. Nobody open. Now gives it to Clary. Clary shoots it through to Ruddy. Ruddy back out to Tharp. In the corner now, Sisko trying to drive the baseline. Ball poked away and out of bounds by Easton Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Alton ball inbounds on the baseline with 2:12 to go in the first quarter. Alton with a 4-point lead. Comets got it in on the quick lob to Tharp. Goes up with a shot. It's good. Corbin Tharp with four in the first quarter. And back to a 6-point advantage for the Alton Comets. Thayer working around the perimeter of the Comet zone. Got it to Hollis Deckard. Now Cordell Washington top of the key. Back over to Deckard. He'll try another three. That one's short off the front rim. And a good box out by Sisko. And Alton's Cade Clary comes down with a rebound. Gives it to Willard. Willard going to fire another deep three. That one is good. Caden Willard with 8 points in the first quarter, and Alton leads it by 17-8. 9-point advantage. Thayer Bobcats not shooting it well. Here's Harrington. Puts it on the floor. Ball poked away. Saved by Clark to Washington. Outside pitch for three. Yes, sir. That three-pointer powered by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And just like that, Bobcats are back to within six. 1:12 to go in the first quarter. Boy, we got a good one going here at the Thayer High School. Things getting kind of rough in the middle. Officials going to have to clean that up. Alton with the ball, and we get a timeout call by Coach Robbins. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. 17-11. Alton leads the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School, where the Alton Comets have a 6-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Let's say thanks to some of our boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer. 417-280-7466 is their number. American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. The State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, and Nicholson Farms for all your farming and logging needs. Just some of the boosters helping to bring you tonight's game. 1 minute to play as Alton inbounds on the far sideline. They get it to Ruddy. Ruddy working against Washington, brings it out near midcourt on the dribble, hands it to Willard. Alton probably drew up something for the final shot here of the quarter. They lead it 17-11. Bears got back into zone now. Here's Willard making a move on Washington, and Washington takes it away. Washington on the drive, down the scores the bucket. Cordell Washington with a strip, steal, and a bucket on the other end. 17-13, our score. Thayer back to within four. Alton trying to hold it here. Willard going to the lane, goes up, and Washington comes down right on top of him. Both players go crashing to the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call. That'll be on Cordell Washington. He went for the head and shoulder fake and came down right on top of Willard. And a non-shooting foul. Foul on Washington will be his first foul of the night on the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Brandon Prince out of the game. Cooper Clark back in for Thayer. 20 seconds to play. Alton looking inbound. They got it in the corner for Cisco. Drives toward the bucket, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound going to go out of bounds in the corner with 14 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Thayer with a chance to get back to within two with a bucket. If somebody hit one from downtown, they'd be back within one. Bobcats inbound the ball. Pitch letting it roll in the backcourt. Now he'll pick it up and bring it across the timeline. Just enough time to run the offense. Pitch goes on the left side to Washington. Now to the high post to Clark. Back to Washington. Out top to Hollis Deckard, 3 seconds. Harrington in the corner, shoots the three. It's off the rim, no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, Alton 17, Thayer 13. We'll be back with your second quarter from the Thayer High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back ready for our second quarter of action for the Alton Comets. Same lineup that started the ball game. They have yet to use a sub in this game. That'll be Willard, Clary, Cisco, Tharp, and Ruddy. And Alton opens the second quarter with the basketball and a 4-point lead, 17-13. Willard with it, swings it to Clary on the right side, dumps it down inside to Tharp, who goes up, misses the shot. Harrington down with the rebound. Bobcats on the run. Washington going to the bucket, count it, and one. Cordell Washington And that's the dynamic he brings to this Thayer Bobcat basketball team. He is so quick and so fast, and he can create shots. Cordell now with 6 points in the first half. He'll go to the line, try to make this a one-point game. Thayer Bobcats, by the way, going with Washington, Pitts, Harrington, Deckard, and Clark to start the second quarter. And a free throw for Thayer. No good for Washington. Rebound down to Pitts. He fakes in the lane, turns, trying to get rid of it. Gets to the Harrington, who takes it up and in over the further end. Devin Harrington ties the game at 17 with 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats have gone to the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Ball goes right side for Alton to Clary. Clary dumping it to Tharp, down on the baseline, out near the corner. Big man putting it on the floor, the big lefty, feeds it back out front. Ball almost stolen, picked up by Cisco. Now to Tharp, reverse layup is good. What a move by the big sophomore, Corbin Tharp. Put it on the floor, went under the rim, reverse layup. Gives Alton the lead back. Thayer with the ball to Harrington. Now in the corner for Pitts for three. That's off the rim, no good. Long rebound, and the Thayer Bobcats control. They get it to Washington. Now Clark. Clark feeds it out to Hollis. Deckard for three. Off the rim, no good. Clark down with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Comet fans wanted an over-the-back call, but didn't get it. And Cooper Clark ties the game at 19 with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Willard with the ball for Alton. Into the lane, pulls it up. Gives it now to Clary in the left corner. Clary dribble drives out to the top. Gives to Cisco for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken inside. Now back out to the free throw line. Tharp with a jumper, no good. Long rebound is all the way out to midcourt. Taken by Tharp. Tharp driving into the lane. Reverse layup is good again. Corbin Tharp's having a night, folks. He's got 8 in the first half. 6 minutes to go. Here's a long pass for Thayer. Got the Pitts. Pitts drive it inside, kicks it out. Now to Washington for a three. That one's off the rim, no good. And again, Thayer with nobody under the bucket. Rebound off to the Alton Comets. And Caden Willard brings it across the timeline for Alton. Comets with a two-point lead, down to 5:40 to go in the first half. Willard moving off the screen, going to the right. Now pick, well, it stops the dribble. Still on the dribble as he stops, gives it out to Clary, out between the circles. Clary gives it to Ruddy, into Tharp in the lane, wide open for the lay-in. Tharp, first player in double figures, the big sophomore has got 10. Alton back out by 4. They've led by as many as 6 in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball working around to Harrington in the corner, now to Pitts. Easton driving the baseline, hangs in the air, shoots, count it. And they're going to call a foul, but I think they're going to get it on the floor before the shot. Foul will be on number 11, Cade Clary. First foul of the second quarter against the Alton Comets. And Thayer making a substitution. Brandon Prince checking back in. Hollis Deckard will check out. Bobcats gain a little size there. And here Thayer working inbound. They bring it way out front to Cordell Washington. Back to Pitts in the corner. Driving the baseline, and he's fouled again. That'll be on Cade Clary. That'll be number 2 on Cade. Coach Robbins going to be thinking about getting him out of there. By the way, Alton's made a substitution. Number 13 has checked in. Kagan Hollis, another senior. Cisco. And then Thayer on the inbound play. Got the ball down inside the Pitts. Goes up with a shot. It's no good. And Pitts has re-injured that hip. Slow getting up as he got knocked down. Here's a 3-ball out front for Willard. No good. Cooper Clark down the rebound. Bobcats on the run to Harrington. Harrington goes into the lane, trying to go up with a shot, kicks it back outside to Pitts for a long three. That's off the rim. Rebound to Hollis for the Alton Comets, and here they come with a two-point lead. Got it down to Ruddy for three. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor, battle after it, controlled by Alton. And a shot is blocked by Harrington, and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Willard got it in the lane, challenged Harrington, and he lost that battle that time. 4:24 to go. First half action at Thayer. We get a timeout on the floor. Alton leads it 23-21. It'll be Comet ball when we come back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back at Thayer. I want to say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters, really Alton and Thayer boosters tonight. Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Freeman Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Harp's Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores of Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, along with the Thayer Walmart, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. Alton Comets coming against the number 3 ranked team in Class 3 basketball, the Thayer Bobcats, and they're giving the Bobcats all they want and some here in the first half. 23-20, Comets with the lead. Alton will inbound the ball to Caden Willard. Willard will take it out between the circles on the dribble, set the offense from there against the 1-3-1 matchup of the Thayer Bobcats. Alton just patiently working around the perimeter. Clary with it now, draws the double team and now backs it out on the dribble. Trying to get the ball to Tharp in the middle. Corbin's having a big first half. They get it to him now on the baseline, but 18 feet from the bucket. Feeds it back to Ruddy. Ruddy bounces it down inside to Hollis. His shot blocked by Prince. Rebound Thayer, but the Comets steal it back. Willard goes into the lane. Ball stolen by Devin Harrington. Harrington works it up the floor for the Bobcats. Feeds it down to Prince in the corner. Prince driving into the lane all the way to bucket. Reverse layup is good. Brandon Prince ties the game at 23 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Willard with it for Alton. Moves off a screen to the top of the key. Feeds it over to Ruddy on the left wing. Three-point shot is up. That's no good. Rebound comes right back to him. He'll kick it out to Willard. He'll try a three ball. That one's short. Rebound to Tharp. Dumps it inside to Hollis, and he traveled with the basketball. Yes, he did. Thayer Bobcats have the basketball. Chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. They've been down ever since it was 3-0. And now Tharp going to get a little rest for the Alton Comets as Jaden Sisko checks back into the ballgame for Alton. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Easton Pitts crossing the timeline. Looks like that hip is okay. He gets to Washington. Now swings it around to Harrington. Devin back out top for Pitts. Penetrates to the elbow. Kicks it to Harrington in the corner for three. That one rims out. No good. Little toilet ringer action on that one. And the ball popped out. Alton with a rebound. And the Comets are out rebounding the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. And that's been a big factor in this game. Not to mention they've hit two more threes than Thayer has. And here's Clary going to shoot another one. It's good. Kay Clary with a three-pointer. He's got five. And Alton back on top by three. 26-23 with 2:32 to go in the first half. Pitts walks it across the timeline for Thayer. Swings it over to Cordell Washington. Cordell makes the move. Now gives it inside for Clark. Clark back out to Pitts. Penetrates to the free throw circle, backs it out, goes back inside, lost the handle. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Oh! Now they're going to give it back to the Thayer Bobcats. I thought that's a bad call right there. That should have been Alton Comet ball. And Pitts jumps it in off the back of Sisko and goes up with a shot. It's good. Easton Pitts now with 5 in a game. Thayer back to within 1. Easton will do that about once a game. The defender will stand there with his back to him. He just bounces it off his back, picks it up, and scores. Here's Willard, thought about a long three. Now to the left side wing on the dribble drive. Still on the dribble out front. Feeds over to Clary. Clary to Ruddy. Ruddy on the wing. Gives it back out to Willard. Willard into the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Now back out top. Ruddy with a nice catch. And the ball is stolen by Washington. Washington off on a break, feeds it down to Pitts for three. Bingo! Easton Pitts with his second three of the night. He's got 8 to lead the Bobcats. And Thayer on top for the first time in this game, 28-26 after a three-pointer by the senior, Easton Pitts. Here's Alton, got the ball down low to a wide open Kagan Hollis for a layup. Good play by the Alton Comets there. Thayer back on the offensive in a tie game. Minute 11 to go to get to Brandon Prince. Turn, shoots off the window. No good. And the rebound taken by the Comets. Alton with the ball. We're tied with exactly 1 minute to play in the first half. Alton now between the circles. Willard moves off a screen, shoots a long three. That one's off the rim. Rebounded by Clark. Thayer with a three on two if they want it. They give it to Harrington. Harrington now off to Prince. Prince pulls up with a shot and scores. Brandon Prince now with six. Back to a two-point Thayer Bobcat lead with 39 seconds to go in the first half. Alton with it. Ruddy in the corner to Clary for the lead. That three ball is no good. And a rebound on Cordell Washington. Well, a foul on Cordell Washington went over the back of Kagan Hollis in there. Hollis had inside position. Substitution now for Thayer. Washington will check out of the game with his two fouls. Hollis Deckard is back in for Thayer. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer leads it by two. Alton trying to inbound. Going to have to hurry. Got it into Ruddy. Way out front. Around the horn to Cisco. Now Clary. Clary on the right side wing will put it on the floor. 24 seconds to go. Back to Willard. Willard moves off a screen at the top of the key. Elevates for a short jumper, and it's good. Willard with 10 in the first half. Second Comet in double figures. We're tied at 30 with 9 seconds to go as Pitts brings it across the timeline. Leads over to Hollis. Hollis looking in the corner. Got it to Harrington for three. It's good at the buzzer. Devin Harrington hits a three. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And at the half, Thayer leads Alton 33-30. Good ball game going here at the Thayer basketball gym. We a good ball game going here, folks. If you're in town, you might want to come over and watch the rest of this one. We do have a little bit of seating left, not a lot, but a little. All right, that's the end of our first half. Again, our score 33-30. Thayer with the lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a timeout, and we're back with your halftime report powered by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
We're back at the Thayer High School. A dandy ball game going here. We got the Thayer Bobcats and the Alton Comets. Battle for bragging rights in Oregon County. And right now, Thayer Bobcats getting the better of it. Thayer outscored Alton 20-13 in the second quarter and hold a three-point lead, 33-30 at the half. Good balance scoring up and down both lineups. But the Alton Comets have two players in double figures already. Caden Willard, the sophomore guard, has hit a pair of threes and has 10 points on the line. And Corbin Tharp, the big sophomore in the middle, has scored 10. So those two guys in double figures, 6 points, or excuse me, 5 points for Cade Clary, a three for Jaden Sisko, and Kagan Hollis off the bench with two for Coach Robbins and the Alton Comets. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Devin Harrington. Hit that three at the buzzer to give the Bobcats a three-point lead. He's got 9 points in the game. Easton Pitts, coming back from the injury, has got eight, including two three-pointers. Brandon Prince with 6 points tonight. Six for Cordell Washington off the Bobcat bench, and two for Cooper Clark. Again, Thayer Bobcats lead it at the half, 33-30 over the Alton Comets. I want to say thanks this morning to your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, all helping to boost the Bobcats and the Comets here tonight at the Thayer High School Gym. We're at the half. Let's take another break. Our halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radiothon.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back at Thayer High School. It's halftime. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. And Thayer Bobcats and Alton Comets in a dandy here. And the Alton Comets just now coming out of the locker room for their second half warm-ups. And for the Thayer Bobcats, they are still down the locker room and getting some words from head coach Matt Pitts. How will both coaches approach this second half? And what's been a really good game. We've been seesaw battle. Alton's led by as many as six. The three-point lead Thayer enjoys now is their biggest lead of the night. And it's been physical. We've seen a lot of good athletic plays. It's just everything you would expect in a rivalry game like this one is. Thayer and Alton, and I don't care how far you go back, always good ball games. And it doesn't matter what record one team has or what record the other team has. I will tell you that in the last 30 meetings between these two schools, Thayer is 26-4 and have beaten the Alton Comets 10 in a row. We're at halftime. You're enjoying our Community First Banking Company halftime report. We'll be back with your second half. Thayer and Alton. Bobcats lead it by three at the break. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
I hope you enjoyed our Community First Banking Company halftime report. And both teams getting ready to retake the floor here. Thayer Bobcats will open the second half with the basketball. A very entertaining first half, 33-30. Thayer leads it by three over their cross-county rivals, the Alton Comets. And I want to remind you, we got a doubleheader of basketball coming up here on Thursday night. The semifinal games, both games will be on the radio here from the Thayer High School and the Thayer Winter Classic for girls. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, pitch, top of the key, swings it over to Decker down the corner for Harrington. Harrington tried to give it up, gets it back, and lays it up and in off the window. 11 points now for Harrington. Bobcats ran a play for him, and Thayer up by five. 35-30, biggest lead of the night for the Bobcats. Alton with the ball. Willard trying to shake the defense, has to give it up now to Clary. Way out on the floor. Clary looking to get it back to him. So the dangerous pass in the middle. Willard makes the catch and scores. He's as good a sophomore as you'll find anywhere. Caden Willard, beautiful move down the middle of the lane and a scoop shot for the bucket. Thayer Bobcats with a three-point lead now and the ball. They'll kick it out to Hollis Deckard in the corner to Harrington. Harrington looking low, nobody open. This 2-1-2 zone giving the Bobcats fits. Now Pitts with it. Penetrates down to the wing, has the ball taken away. Tharp out on the dribble drive. The big sophomore stops. He traveled with the basketball. Yes, he did. Corbin Tharp handling the ball on the open floor. He tried to stop and let the defense go by, and he shuffled his feet. So Thayer with the ball back in a three-point lead, just underway in the third quarter. Bobcats working to the left side. Hollis Deckard, wide open, didn't take the shot. Feeds it off the pitch. Easton to the elbow, fires the jumper. It's good from 17 feet. Easton pitched in double figures now with 10 in his first game back from injury. Devin Harrington leads the Bobcats with 11. Thayer back in a 1-3-1 matchup. Willard handles the ball way out front. Hollis Deckard comes out on him. Willard behind the back with a dribble, pulls up with a jumper. That one's off the rim, no good. Pitts with a rebound. Bobcats want to fly, but Pitts had a little trouble handling the ball. Now gathers it in, feeds it to Harrington. Harrington up with the jam. Devin Harrington with 13 on the night. That's his second dunk of the game. Dr. Dunkenstein serving up a jam sandwich. And the Thayer Bobcats all of a sudden up by 7, 39-32. Sisko with it for Alton, trying to lob it inside to Tharp. Ball stolen by Harrington. Off on the break to Pitts on the wing for three. Bingo! That three-pointer powered by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats on a 10-2 lead, actually a 9-2 lead, and have opened up a 10-point lead, 42-32. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. We'll stay right here. We'll say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton. Also, the Thayer Walmart store, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson True Value in Alton, thanks for their support, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering. And while you get some Big D's Barbecue, matter of fact, we had some up here in the press box earlier. Oh, barbecue pork nachos. Woo, baby. Big D's Barbecue LLC. Get a chance. Get you some. All right, here come the Alton Comets out of the timeout. Rain ball into the front court with Willard. Willard moves off a screen out top. Takes it all the way down to the left corner. Trying to get loose on the baseline. Puts the shot up. No. Rebound Cooper Clark for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Pitts will pull up. Step into a three. That one's off the rim. Rebound Cooper Clark. Couldn't follow it in. Rebound tipped up and around. Harrington gets it. Goes up. No. And Tharp will clear the board for the Alton Comets. Got it out to Clary. Clary running the floor, into the lane, pulls up, offensive foul. Going to be called on Cade Clary. Alton Comet fans obviously don't like the call, but I thought he did lean the shoulder into him. Kind of a glancing blow, but he did lead with the shoulder. That's going to get you the offensive foul every time. So 10-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 42-32 with the ball, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcat swinging around the horn. Alton back playing zone. They give to Prince. Prince lost it out of bounds. Goes off his knee. Has a good defensive play there by, I believe it was Ruddy, Jacob Ruddy. Got a piece of it. And it went off of the knee of Brandon Prince. So the Bobcats turn it over with 4:56 to go in the third. Alton Comets need a bucket. They've only scored one in the first 3 minutes plus of this third quarter. Tharp pulls in the corner, trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Tried to kick it outside, stolen by Pitts. Easton on the drive, all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Easton Pitts now with 15 on the night. Yeah, it looks like the hip is just fine to me. Thayer up by 12 now, 4:29 to go in the third. Here's Willard working against Pitts, loses the dribble, picks the ball up, swings it down to Tharp in the corner. Big man trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off again. He'll feed it out to Cisco, and now Clary between the circles. Over to Ruddy on the left side. Ruddy, another Alton Comets sophomore. They got four of them on the floor right now. They give the ball to Clary. Clary holds it out on the wing, and Thayer really coming out to guard. And you have to, this Alton Comet team, because they can flat shoot the three. Here's Willard moving into the lane. Puts up a shot. It's good. Caden Willard now with 14 for Alton. And the Comets back to within 8. No, back to within 10, I'm sorry, 44-34. Thayer with the ball, Deckard again, wide open for a three, didn't take it. Gives it to Prince. Prince drives the lane, shoots, no good. Tharp had the rebound, it's poked away from him and picked up by Clary for Alton. So the Comets down 10 with the basketball, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Willard looking the dribble drive down the baseline. Fadeaway jumper from 17 is short. Rebound Harrington for Thayer. Here comes the Bobcat senior, pushes it up to Cooper Clark in the lane to Pitts. Reverse layup, no good. Harrington follows it with a jam. Harrington follows it up and jams it home. Dr. Duncanstein serving up another jam sandwich to the big crowd here at the Thayer High School. Thayer leads it now by 12 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alton swings around to Ruddy. He'll fire a three. That's up off the rim. No good. Rebound Harrington. And he leads the break the other way. Harrington on the run. Oh, there's a travel on Devin. Devin started to pass it and then thought better of it and took a step before he got rid of it. Thayer making a substitution here. Riley White will check into the game for the first time. And now Kagan Hollis back in. Corbin Tharp out for the Alton Comets. Thayer Bobcats with a 12-point lead. Alton Comets with the ball. 2:45 to go. Third quarter. Willard brings in the front court after the Bobcat turnover. Handles out top. Feeds it over to Clary on the left side. Clary cross court to Cisco. Cisco now to Willard. Decker jumps out on him. Cisco tries a little shake and bake. Couldn't shake the defense. Gives it back to Ruddy. Ruddy looking inside. Nobody open. Back to Willard. Willard to Clary. Clary and the Bobcats took it away. Easton Pitts. Oh, stepped on the sideline trying to gain control of the ball. Thayer turned him, but couldn't quite catch up to the ball after they knocked it away. Harrington and Pitts, they do that so well. The double team tried to turn the offensive player into the defender who pokes it away. Here's Willard off the inbound. A little shake and bake into the lane. Elevates. Dumps it inside. Stolen by Prince for Thayer. Bobcats, 12-point lead in the ball. Prince into the front court. Got to Riley White in the corner. Now to Harrington. To Prince cutting the lane. Misses a layup and the rebound controlled by Clary for Alton. Clary. Oh, double team in the corner. Had it poked away. Picked up by Alton. Kagan Hollis has got it down on the baseline. Gives it out top for Willard for three. That one's no good, but we get a timeout call before the shot by the Alton Comets. 46-34. Thayer's open up a 12-point lead. Got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have outscored the Alton Comets 13-4 and now have a 12-point lead with a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. It'll be Comet ball coming out of the timeout. They'll inbound on the baseline to the right side of the basket. Good ball game going. The way these Comets can shoot it, they're not out of this thing down by 12. Willard looking to trigger it in, got it to Tharp. Right back to Willard. He fires the three. That's what I'm talking about. Caden Willard with a three. He's got 17 in the game. That is his third made three-pointer of the night. 17 for Willard. Leads all scorers in the game. Here's Thayer the other way. Pitts will dump it down to Harrington. Harrington up with a shot, left it short. And we're going to get a whistle on the rebound and a held ball. Tharp and Harrington got tied up for it. And Tharp is holding that left arm. We saw him injure that arm up in the Kabul Holiday Tournament, and he's trying to shake it off now after he got in that wrestling match with Harrington for the ball. It'll be Comet ball on the alternating possession rule with a minute 25. They bring it across the timeline. Minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Here at Willard, down the right side of the lane, backs it back out to the wing, moves off a screen out top, goes to the left side, throws up a running one-hander, no good. Rebound taken by Riley White for Thayer. Good board there for White. Bobcats swing the ball up the pits. Easton penetrates in the lane, challenges the bigs, shoots it, no good. He comes out holding his eye, must have taken a finger to the eyeball. No foul called. We got players going down right and left out here. Willard with the ball out front. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it. 46-37. Here's a dump inside to Corbin. And he scores. Corbin Tharp with his first bucket of the second half gives him 12 in the game. The big sophomore cuts it to a 7-point Bobcat lead. Alton on a 5-0 run here. Riley White with it for Thayer. Gives out to Deckard. Bobcat's going to hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Deckard over to Pitts with 23 seconds to go. Easton working against Ruddy. And now we get a timeout call by Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. 46-39. Thayer by 7. 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And back at the Thayer High School. Hope you're enjoying our game tonight on the Ecom Sports Network. Thayer Bobcats and the Alton Comets. 7-point Thayer Bobcat lead with the ball. We're down to 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Mentioned earlier, doubleheader coming up from the Thayer High School. The Thayer Winter Classic Girls Tournament's going on. We'll have both the semifinal games. Alton playing Liberty and Thayer takes on Houston on Thursday night. Hope you'll join us. 6 and 7:30 are the game time. That'll be the only two games of the night. Thayer with the ball off the inbound, got the pitch, dumped it down to Brandon Prince, who scores. Brandon Prince with 8 points on the line. Thayer almost steals the inbound pass. Alton controls it, and there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score, Thayer 48, Alton 39. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, we head to the fourth quarter in the ball game. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Alton Comets, 48-39. Since Alton led 17-13 at the end of the first quarter, Thayer has outscored them 35-22 and has the 9-point lead here at the end of three. And Bobcats will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Easton Pitts brings it into the front court. And Bobcats get into the offensive set, work against this zone of the Alton Comets. They get in the middle to Brandon Prince, who lays it up and in over the front of the rim. 10 points for Brandon tonight. Third Bobcat in double figures. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup. And now the Alton Comets bring it the other way, down by 11. Thayer's led by as many as 12 in the second half. Leaded by 11 now. Here's Clary going down to the baseline. Lost the handle ball, picked up by Cooper Clark for Thayer. So the Bobcats with it after the turnover by the Alton Comets. Pitts brings the ball into the front court. Ruddy jumps out on him. Pitts in the lane, gives it back out to Brandon Prince. Now Hollis Deckard for three. It's good. Hollis Deckard, his first three-pointer of the night. And it gives the Thayer Bobcats their biggest lead of the game at 14, 53-39. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Alton with it. Willard moving off the screen, hands it off to Cisco. He shakes the defender. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul out in the open floor. Cisco draws the foul on Harrington. That'll be the first on Devin Harrington. Thayer Bobcats have only been called for three fouls the entire game. Alton's only been called for four. That's the first one in the fourth quarter against Thayer. First on Harrington. Alton inbounds the ball on the line, shooting foul. Got it into Willard. Willard surveys the situation and takes the ball to the top of the key, swings it around to Cisco. Jaden bounces in the lane, kicks it back out to Clary. Bobcats quick on him. Cade had a hot hand tonight for Alton. Clary swings it over to Willard. Willard working against Cooper Clark way outside. Goes around him into the lane. Ball stolen by Harrington. Harrington off the pitch. He'll lay it up and in off the backboard. Easton Pitts with 17 to lead the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Actually, they've got him for 19 officially. So we'll give him 19. Thayer leads it now by 16, 55-39. Alton with the ball. Got on the right side to Ruddy. Ruddy bounces it down to Cisco. Cisco back out front. Ball deflected by the defense. Picked up by Clary. Over to Willard for three. It's no good. Tharp with a rebound. His shot is blocked by Harrington. He blocked it out of bounds. Corbin Tharp, big 6'5 sophomore, gets his shot blocked by Devin Harrington, the 6'6 senior. 5:56 to go in the game. Thayer starting to run away now, leading by 16, 55-39. Say 65, I meant 55. Here's the pass for Alton, stolen by Cooper Clark. Clark to Pitts for the alley-oop and the dunk. Dr. Duncan Stein serving up another jam sandwich at the Thayer High School gym. Devin Harrington now with 17. Thayer's lead is 18, 57-39. Alton outside to Willard. Willard on the right wing. Prince jumps out on him. He takes the ball into the middle. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives out to Ruddy for three, and he scores! Jacob Ruddy, his first made field goal of the night. Three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. 5 minutes to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. They won't get in any hurry here. Ball goes to Prince, and now back to Hollis Deckard. Hollis looking to penetrate in the lane. Ball poked away. He gets it back. gives to Pitts. He will fire it up from 10 feet, and it's good. Easton Pitts with 21 in his return to the lineup for the Thayer Bobcats. Senior guard. Hadn't played in 3 weeks. Here's Willard with a running one-hander for Alton on the other end. Rebound gets on the floor. Mad scramble after it, and it's picked up by Cade Clary for Alton. He goes down to the baseline in the corner. Bobcats jumping with the defense. He'll kick it out to Tharp at the high post. Tharp, the left-hander, turns right. Now ducks under the defense. Shoots. No good. Harrington clears the boards for Thayer. Devin got up to Brandon Prince. Prince on the left wing. He'll bounce it to Hollis Deckard. Hollis down to baseline to Harrington. And we get a whistle and a foul as he makes the move toward the bucket. And they'll get who they get on the foul. Foul goes on Clary. And that'll be the third on Cade Clary tonight. And substitution, Cade will check out of the game. Kagan Hollis back in for Alton. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball to Pitts. Now to Harrington. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Gives it back to Deckard. Deckard to Brandon Prince. To Cooper Clark, wide open for the layup. Coop with 4 points in a game. Thank you, Brandon Prince, for that two right there. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 19, 61-42. Here's Willard, a long three is no good. Rebound Harrington. And the Thayer Bobcats starting to dominate this one now. Alton came in with an idea, and they gave Thayer all they wanted for about a quarter and a half, another quarter. And here's Pitts, weaves his way into the lane, shot no good. Rebound, Corbin Tharp. Tharp gives it out to Willard. Willard pushes it up the floor on the dribble. Into the lane, kicks it back out to Ruddy. Ruddy from the elbow, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Devin Harrington. Leads the break the other way. Thayer with a 3-on-2. Harrington all the way the bucket, scoops it up and in. Devin Harrington with 19 to go along with Easton Pitts, 21. Bobcats seniors have been good tonight. Thayer out to a 21-point lead, 63-42. And we get a timeout call by the Alton Comets. 3:11 to play in the game. Thayer leads Alton by 21. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what ifs and more about the why nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats have opened a 21-point lead with 3:11 to go in the ballgame over the Alton Comets. Alton led 17-13 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer hit a three at the buzzer to lead at half, 33-30. Stretched out to a 48-39 lead after three, and lead it now 63-42. Alton with the basketball out of the timeout. Corbin Tharp on top of the key. Gives it out to Willard. Willard trying to shake the defense. Heath Combs into the ballgame, by the way, for Thayer for the first time tonight. Gives it out to Clary. Clary to the elbow. Kicks it back, and around the horn it goes to Willard. Willard working against Combs. Thayer's back. Well, no, they're still playing the 1-3-1. And there's a shot out of the corner. Good for Ruddy. Number two, Jacob Ruddy, his second three-pointer here in the fourth quarter. They are up by 18 now with the ball. Pitts, top of the key, gives to Harrington. Harrington, now to Brandon Prince. Prince handles it out top, feeds to Pitts. Easton into the lane. Back out to Harrington, fakes the three, goes into the lane, kicks it out to Prince. Bobcats working some clock here. Here's Heath Combs in the lane, kicks it back outside to Pitts. Thayer just playing keep away here. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the game. They lead it by 18. Harrington and Prince, and now Pitts playing catch out around the perimeter. Ball goes to the high post to Prince. Now in the corner to Combs and back out front for Pitts. Easton putting it on the floor. Bobcats just running clock. Go to Clark, now to Harrington, behind the back with a dribble, attacks the basket and scores. Devin Harrington now with 21, second Bobcat with over 20 in the game. We're down to a minute 39 to go. Bobcats took 45 seconds off the clock on that possession. Willard gives to Tharp for Alton. Tries to pass it inside, stolen by Prince. Brandon's had a good ball game tonight. Prince feeds up to Harrington. Harrington holds it high, goes to the high post to Clark. Outside the pitch with a minute 20 to go in the game. Easton spins toward the corner, now brings it back outside and will hold it near midcourt. Still on the dribble. Goes around Ruddy and now back to back out. Swings it left side for Harrington and out front to Brandon Prince. We're down to 1 minute to play. Thayer leads it by 20, 65-45. Looks like the Bobcats are going to pick up their 11th win of the season against two defeats. And both losses have come to state-ranked teams. Bobcats have also beaten five state-ranked teams. Here's Thayer going down to the baseline. Got it back outside the pitch. Easton to Harrington for the exclamation point. Devin Harrington serving up another jam sandwich. Dr. Dunkenstein has been in the house tonight. It's his fifth dunk of the game. Here's Willard with the ball out front for Alton. Gets tied up. Loses it. Controlled by Pitts for Thayer. Easton will drive. Oh, has the ball knocked away from behind. Good play by Ruddy to poke it away. And we're going to get a foul called. Yes, we are. Foul will be on number two, Jacob Ruddy. Will be his first of the night. Actually, I say his second of the night. And Easton Pitts will go to the free throw line with 21 seconds to play. Easton tied for the game. Well, actually, he trails Devin Harrington, who has 23. Easton's got 21. Free throw here is good, giving 22. Alton's led by Caden Willard, who has 17. Now Riley White back in the ballgame for Thayer. Devin Harrington will sit down. And second free throw for Pitts is good, and Hollis Deckard will check in for him. Home crowd gives them both a nice round of applause. The two seniors scoring 23 apiece tonight. Thayer leads it by 24. 69-45, 18 seconds to play. Willard brings it into the front court between the circles. And Alton just going to go around the perimeter, down to 10 seconds to play. This one's all over but the shouting. Willard back out front with the ball, trying to shake the defender. Stolen by Hollis, and he'll just hold it. And that's the end of our ball game. Our final score, 69-45. Thayer Bobcats with the win over the Alton Comets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report. Post-game brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Walk the Plank.
True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
We're back after the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats have defeated the Alton Comets tonight 69-45, 24-point victory. But it doesn't feel like it. Alton gave the Bobcats all they wanted early in this game, and they came out red hot. Caden Willard and Corbin Tharp both had big first half with 10 points apiece. But the Thayer Bobcats in the second half absolutely dominated the game. They outscored Alton 36-15 in the second half. They outscored them 56-28 after the first quarter. So Thayer Bobcats put together a nice game tonight. And this is always a good one. And we're joined here by Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. Coach, Thayer and Alton, I don't care what the records are, it's always a dandy. And the Comets came prepared tonight.
They did. They shot it well. They guarded well. Christian has done a really good job with those guys. They play hard, and they've got some really nice pieces, and they'll only get better.
Yeah, a whole bunch of sophomores. All right, so at the end of the quarter, you were down three, and then your guys just kind of took over from that point and win this one by, 24 points. What's your assessment of the game?
Defensively in the second half, that's probably the best we've been all year. And we had to be. They made us be. And trying to get everything piecemealed back together when we've got everybody's not real easy to do. But tonight, the second half, we played really well.
Yeah, I thought Cordell gave you a nice spark there for a little while in the first half when he came off the bench.
Yes, he did. And that's what we need him to be able to do, just to get, somebody to change the pace. He's still trying to learn the system, and there's some things. That's why in the second half we did some different stuff that we haven't done with him, or he would have been out there more.
All right, so Easton comes back from the injury. It didn't seem to bother him. I got kind of worried. We got knocked down on that one shot. He was a little slow getting up, but he scores 23 in his return from injury. Good night by the senior.
Yeah, and I think it's just that injury, I think, is just going to be that way. I think you get hit on it just right. It's going to bother him. We'll just have to kind of take care of him between games and not overdo it. But, no, those seniors, Devin, Cooper, Brandon, Easton, those guys were great tonight because that's the last time they'll get to play in this game. And it is what it is. It is just another game. But to the people watching it, it's different. And it's just, two good programs going at it. And
somebody asked me before the game, is Easton going to play tonight? And I said, I don't think in his last opportunity to play the Alton Comets that there's no way he's going to sit that out.
Well, no, if he would have had to, I wouldn't have been down there either probably. We'd have had to tie him up.
All right, so off now till Saturday, go to Albany, Mississippi to take on an unknown team.
Yeah.
Ingemar High School.
They were the state champion last year, I think, in Class 2, which down there is equivalent to kind of what we are. So it should be a great game. We'll start working on that tomorrow, but I think it'll be a chore.
Yeah, you were telling me just a little bit about it the other day, and they're big.
I think so, and that's a great event. I think this is like the 33rd year of it. And,
oh wow!
And it's traditionally one of the better shootouts in the South, and it's an honor to get invited to go play in that, and it'll be good for our guys regardless. But we'll go down there with a little fight, I hope.
Yep, I think so. Coach Matt Pitts with Thayer Bobcats. Excuse me. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it
as always.
All right, Thayer Bobcats with the win tonight, 69-45. And two of those Bobcats seniors score 23 points apiece, Easton Pitts and Devin Harrington. Brandon Prince, another senior, added 10 as the Bobcats get three in double figures. I will take a break. We'll be back with more of your Thayer decorating postgame report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.